Sometimes it seems like the world is full of bad actors waiting to take advantage of us. Whether it's online scams, tricking people into sharing personal information, or even gaming scams targeting our children, we have to watch every keystroke we make. But fortunately, we've got help in negotiating that web of confusion, and we take a look at what you can do to protect yourself and your kids. And those bad actors don't stop at the internet. They prey on innocent people in all kinds of different situations, including parking lots. We'll explain. And the holidays are a particularly rich target for those who seek to exploit others. We'll tell you all about it. Fox 11 News In Depth starts right now. Hello, everyone. I'm Hal Eisner, and this is Fox 11 News In Depth. These days, it seems like we live our lives surrounded by mysterious figures out to trick us and victimize us. We see malware attacks on businesses and organizations nearly every day. But the FBI is working to protect us all from those criminals. And joining us to talk about that is Supervisory Special Agent Bernard Riedel. And we'll call you Bernie. Is that okay?
That's fine. Thank you.
Okay, Bernie. Very good. Thanks for joining us. And when we talk about cybercrime, we're not just talking about a particular crime. We're talking about multiple crimes, aren't we?
Correct. Yes. That is, it runs a gamut, and where victims are, it could be an individual, it could be young or old, or it could be a small business or a large corporation.
You know, when we think of cybercrime, it seems like we're talking about a modern-day something, but cybercrime has been around for a little while now.
Yes, it has. It has, and as time goes on, it becomes simpler and simpler for people with less skills to be able to do these types of crimes.
And one of the things I think we really want to hone in on this half hour is, what are the crimes that are going on? What should people do to try to prevent themselves from becoming victims? Mm-hmm. So what are the most popular, for lack of a better word, crimes that are happening right now?
Well, the ransomware is the big is a big one, where targeting a lot of businesses. A majority of the ransomware attacks actually happen on small to medium-sized companies. And unfortunately, those companies, a large majority of them, go out of business within 6 months of after these attacks, because they're not prepared to handle the attack, and the detriment to their business is insurmountable.
Talk about an example of what a ransomware attack would be.
Ransomware attack, everything starts with the initial entry, which is most of the time, a large majority of the time, is just a phishing email. So somebody at the company gets an email from an individual or what appears to be a valid organization with a hyperlink and says, click on this. And that they click on that link, and invariably what that does is that gives the attacker access into the system, which then at that point in time, the attacker then freely move throughout the system to see what is the biggest vulnerability, to either hijack the data, to either to encrypt it, so the company can no longer have access to it, or they extract it, and then they send they give a ransom information saying they want a certain amount of money.
We get these emails all the time. I mean, I feel like I get them daily,
right.
And you can usually tell when they're not real, when they're not legit.
Well, they're getting more and more sophisticated. It used to be that you could tell, you could look, and you could see the typographical errors, the misspellings, the poor language used. You could tell that this is fake, but they're getting more and more sophisticated, so they're harder to tell. So really, it's to everybody's benefit to just don't click on those links that you get. Question everything you get. You get something from your bank saying you need to change your password. It is safer to go log on to your financial institution account and do your transaction or any change of account that way, as opposed to clicking on a link that's included in an email.
I'll give you a real world example. I got an email today, just today, saying that the order I had from Amazon.com needs some information. Click here.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't order anything.
Right. Exactly.
But I do order from there, so,
exactly.
It's like...
The emails are sent to... They're not targeting just one individual. They send these emails out, and when I say they, it's the criminal actors. It could be anybody throughout anywhere in the world. It could be somebody here in the U.S., or it could be somebody overseas, and they send these emails out to thousands and thousands of people, counting on that those individuals that happen to be shopping on Amazon and have a current order and are thinking, well, maybe that is my order, We'll click on that link.
And then what happens to us?
Well, as far as you as a victim?
Yeah.
That gives, again, those criminal actors access to your system.
They get the key to open the door.
They get the key to open the door, and not only open the door into your system, but they see who else you are communicating with. So then they can jump in there, and then they can start sending emails out looking like it's coming to you, to your contacts. And so one of your friends can get an email of what they think is from you, but is actually from generated by this actor in order to infect their systems.
And we know these things happen because we get emails from friends saying, don't click this, I got hacked.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But there comes a point where some of these, as you said, are so sophisticated that you can't really tell. So what is the most sophisticated thing you think you've seen so far to date?
Really, it's I don't know how much of it is sophistication. It's just more the level of detail that these emails go into. I mean, with the links attached to them, you don't. It's not terribly sophisticated, and that's the reason it's so prominent. Is because as technology marches forward, things become simpler and simpler. And so there are actors out there that do not know a line of code or programming, or don't have to be cyber experts, but they can have access to tools on the dark web, which for a small fee they pay, and they could launch these attacks. So it is not terribly sophisticated. It's a lot more as far as the people on this side, the potential victims, need to be more cognizant and more careful as far as how their activities are on the web.
So what is the dark web, and tell me, what is the FBI doing about it?
Well, the dark web is really a big unknown. It is not your common internet. You cannot you don't log on there. You just can't go onto Google and go to
darkweb.com. Right.
You need to have a special browser and so forth. But it's a lot where criminal actors are doing things. The results of cyber attacks are posted on dark web. Identity thefts. You can go on there. You can buy identities.
But what are you doing about that? We only have 30 seconds. What are you doing about that at the FBI?
We take people's complaints and so forth, but really being able to do anything proactive there is too much. So that's what requires people to be more vigilant on this side to prevent from getting into that area.
So your message to people who might be watching right now would be what?
Just be careful, be cognizant, be safe on the internet. Don't just click on that link just because it looks like it's valid.
All right. Bernie Reidel, thanks so much for joining us from the FBI. And stay where you are for just a moment. Coming up next on Fox 11 News In Depth, we delve deeper into the world of hackers and computer crime and discuss some of the things we all need to watch out for and how we can stay safe. We'll be right back.
Very good.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Welcome back to Fox 11 News In Depth. I'm Hal Eisner. Cisco Talos Intelligence Group is comprised of researchers, engineers, and analysts who protect their customers against known and emerging threats. They're on the front lines of these cyber crimes, and joining us right now is Nick Biasini, who is the head of outreach for Cisco Talos Intelligence Group. Nick, good to see you. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, your company deals with the most terrifying threats every day. What do you think is the biggest danger to all of us right now?
That's a tough one. It really depends on if you're talking about the individual or a company. From a company perspective, it's probably ransomware and extortion are probably the two biggest things that you're facing as an organization. But individuals, you're really going lots and lots of scam activity out there today. Lots and lots of focus on phishing. There's lots of ways that adversaries are going after individuals as well. It's kind of a tough place to be out there on the internet today. And security hygiene is incredibly, incredibly important.
Right. We were just talking with Bernie Reidel from the FBI about the idea of ransomware being one of the biggest, toughest things to try to deal with. But, you know, there's stuff on social media. I mean, you can get fake accounts on social media. They're very sophisticated. They look like some real person when, in fact, it's probably some syndicate behind that face that's trying to get to your wallet.
Yeah, or even worse now, it could not even be a person. It could just be a bot. It could be interacting with AI, for all we know. The way that society is changing and social media and technology is evolving creates a lot of attack surface, unfortunately.
What are you doing about it? What are you able to do in whatever role you have?
So We are the threat intelligence organization inside of Cisco. There's a couple of ways that we do that. The foremost way is we build protections and products that we offer to our customers. That is the number one way that we help prevent these attacks. But one of the other things that we do, my group specifically, is we talk about what we find publicly. So we always try to publish a blog, publish information about what we're seeing and how people can defend themselves against those types of attacks.
All right. So right now, I want to look at something called Roblox. It's a kid's game that's being targeted, and it's pretty popular from what I understand, and it's pretty problematic. Can you talk about that for a moment?
Yeah, absolutely. So Roblox is incredibly popular, especially amongst kids, and it is very, very widely played. Because there are so many people that are so interested in it, unfortunately, scammers follow along. So what we're really seeing is a lot of scam activity that basically falls into two buckets. One of them is somebody offering you something for free. So a free rare item, free money to use in the game, or they're offering you a trade that seems too good to be true, right? They're offering you a whole bunch of things for very little, and it seems very attractive, especially to young people who don't necessarily understand that they're trying to be taken advantage of.
But, you know, we've talked about this stuff for quite a long time, the idea that if it's too good to be true, then just don't. And yet, is that a message that just does not resonate?
Well, you have to realize, too, that you're talking about kids. It resonates really well amongst adults, but kids are a little bit less likely, especially presented with something that is extremely advantageous to them. They're going to get really excited because they have the opportunity to get something that they really want for very little effort. So they're going to be like, ooh, let me jump at that and take advantage of it immediately.
So what is it parents can tell their kids?
So one of the best things that you can do as a parent related to these accounts, the easiest thing you can do is restrict who your kids can trade with. Make it so that only people that they're friends with can offer them trades. That's really going to help reduce the attack surface. Beyond that, it's about building that security hygiene that all the rest of us take for granted. Don't click links that people send you. Don't open attachments that people send you. If someone claims that you can get something for free and you only have to copy and paste some text, teach them that that's most likely a scam. Unfortunately, you kind of have to educate the kids about the dangers that they face on the internet. And really, it's an opportunity to start them on the path to good security hygiene that is really only going to help them as they grow and become more and more active online.
And the holidays are coming, and that means more scams are coming, right?
Yep. And that's another reason why we wanted to highlight this Roblox research, right? We don't want kids who are getting a bunch of money or items for Christmas to have this stuff stolen. And over the holidays, we inevitably see huge spikes in activity around scams. Again, if it's too good to be true, it most likely is. And one area that folks really need to pay attention to is QR codes. You know, during the pandemic, everybody got kind of used to scanning QR codes as a way to get a menu at a restaurant or something like that. And now we're really starting to see adversaries start to use them in emails. Instead of doing a link, they just paste a QR code, and people need to realize all a QR code is a visual representation of a URL. So the same things hold true. Don't click the links that you wouldn't know where they came from. Be skeptical of QR codes if you're not aware of where they're coming from.
I did one of the first stories on QR codes. I went to the company where they made them, and I didn't exactly know what they were. And I said, what is this thing? And they said, it's a solution. And I said, what do you mean it's a solution? They said, what's a solution? I said, well, a solution for what? They said, what's a solution? And now we seem to know years later that it's not only a solution for businesses and for legitimate purposes, it's also a solution for crime.
Yeah, unfortunately, bad guys are going to take advantage of whatever's available to them. We see it time and time again, and this is just the latest example.
So we have less than a minute. Why don't you just take that time to give people some advice and some tips, and let's give them something to be armed with.
Yeah, so there's a couple of things. You know, make sure that you keep your software up to date. That is probably one of the most important things that users can do to help protect themselves online. Be very wary of unsolicited links, unsolicited attachments, contacts on social media sending you links. Be very skeptical online. If you're not sure, you're better off not clicking than clicking and making a mistake and regretting it later.
And I don't want to overlook this notion of Facebook and Instagram where people are writing to you saying things like, do you remember when we met? Or,
yes,
you know, I haven't heard from you in a long time.
Yeah, you're seeing a lot more effort out there. Scammers aren't just sending messages saying, hey, click this link and get a free $1,000. They're doing things like, hey, this number's in my phone. I'm not really sure who you are. Who is this? And striking up conversations and then using it eventually to launch scams.
Numbers to block, right? Numbers to block. Yeah. Okay, Nick Biasini,
exactly.
Thank you very much for joining us. And coming up next on Fox 11 News In Depth, we talked to a representative from the Better Business Bureau to tell us a little bit of some of the scams that they're dealing with right now and what we can do to deal with those. One of the big ones has to do with something that could happen to you when you park your car. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. A lot of people think the Better Business Bureau is a government agency, but it is, in fact, a private nonprofit founded in 1912 to give consumers more trust in the marketplace. You've probably seen the ratings on companies from the BBB. Our local Better Business Bureau covers Los Angeles and Silicon Valley. It handles more consumer complaints than any other Better Business Bureau office in the world. Joining us to talk about that is the BBB LA President, Steve McFarland. And Steve, good to see you. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Well, let's talk about these scams. I mean, we've heard from the FBI, we've heard from Cisco. What can you add to this conversation?
Well, BBB rates about 6.3 million companies, about 25,000 charities. Our office, just in LA, about 1,000 consumer complaints per day. Absolutely amazing. One of the ones in particular over the last couple months, a little bit more activity, has to do with fake parking tickets. These come in two different ways, two different forms. First, these culprits will take a thermal printer, type in your license and your VIN, type in an amount, put this underneath your windshield wiper, and people will click on the QR code or to the website and pay, thinking that they're paying the municipality. And the other method is that they're taking stickers of QR codes and putting them on kiosks and other parking signs. Even in our BBB parking lot, we had somebody put a fake parking sticker QR code on that easel as you walk in, and people were paying that, thinking that they had an hour's free or paid parking at that particular business.
We were just looking at a ticket from the city of Pasadena. Was that one of those fake parking tickets there that
yeah,
you had?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And you know, what do you do about this? Well, you examine the ticket carefully. You take a look. One of the best ways to prevent this from you becoming a victim is to go to the city of that ticket site, type in the number or ID number of that ticket, and see if you could locate it. And if you can't, most likely it's fake. So that's how you can verify whether they're legit or not. So many people are just clicking on the QR code, as you mentioned in previous reporting, and they're not taking the time to look, and they end up losing money.
But you know, one thing that's different and interesting about this, if somebody calls you from the FBI and says, we're going to arrest you, blah, blah, whatever it is, the FBI doesn't call you. That's not how they function. If you get a call from the DEA, the DEA is not going to call you. These are scams.
Right.
The DEA, the FBI, they'll be the first to tell you they don't call you. But the parking ticket thing, now that's an entirely different approach.
Yeah, it is. And so you need to be vigilant and take a look at that ticket. There's a lot of other scams that are going on out there, including charitable scams. And, you know, the Giving Tuesday is coming up on November 28th. Millions of dollars are going to be donated for these charities. The U.S., the community in the U.S. is incredible. They're approaching $500 billion per year to donate to charities. And I think on Giving Tuesday, it's going to be close to almost $3 billion on that day alone. So you're getting texts, you're getting social media messaging. phone calls. You're getting all different kinds of ways of people that want your information. They're phishers, scammers with ghost numbers that you call and they're gone the next time you call. You need to be very careful before you give money. How do you do that? Well, be careful about spoof phone numbers. Make sure that you don't fall for companies that have similar names to that of say the Red Cross or Salvation Army. Look very close at the email and of the website to make sure they're exact and you check them out. And don't fall a victim to high pressure and personal pleas for your money.
You know, it's extraordinary what you're talking about. I mean, I knew that Americans were very giving people, but $3 billion, I wasn't quite aware that that's how much people were giving on Giving Tuesday.
Yeah, and you know, one good way to check to see and verify a charity is go to give.org. Very easy, give.org. It's a way that the charities can be accredited and tested to see if the money that you work hard for is going actually to that cause.
All right, we have less than a minute. Let me give you a chance here to say what some of the other scams are.
All right. So at BBB, we've got a lot of free trial scams. Credit repair and loan modification scams are pretty hot right now, as well as the Amazon shipping scams, where you're being asked about that shipment that you don't know if it's coming or not. And then you're giving your credit card information. And you need to be careful. There are going to be tax time, a lot of government tax imposters impersonating themselves as that you owe money. And if you don't, you're going to be arrested or something. Locksmiths, alarm companies, tow companies, and a lot of door-to-door scams, more now than we've seen in a while. Need to be careful about that. And these crisis donation scams. Wow. We've seen them fires, Ukraine, and baby formula. You got to check them out. Give.org is a great way to check them out.
Yeah, let's mention that one more time. Give.org, right?
Give.org is a terrific way to verify whether that charity is legitimate or not.
All right, Steve McFarland, thanks for joining us. Fox 11 News In Depth will continue right after this break. Don't go away. And finally, if you want to hear an audio version of this program, check out my podcast. It's called What the Hal, and it's available wherever you subscribe to podcasts or just go to whatthehalpodcast.com. That's it for this week's Fox 11 News In Depth. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.